Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we had Wyman Williams, the mayor of Commerce, in here a while back, and we had a conversation about something the city is interested in called opportunity zones to promote economic development. And Lord knows that Commerce and a lot of rural communities in Northeast Texas could use economic development. So hope something good comes from this.
We'll certainly hope so. And this program, which came out of the 2017 tax cut bill, maybe we'll have some opportunities.
This was part of the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, is what it was called. That's the legislation that did cut income taxes and business taxes. And it is targeted, these opportunity zones are targeted to economically distressed areas.
It is. And in fact, to me, the good news is on this is that unlike one where you have cities bidding against one another, giving tax abatements there, this is on federal tax, and it is a deferment. And since it's tied to longevity, then it gives an incentive for this to be a longer-term thing as opposed to a company that simply gets a tax break, stays there until that wears off, and moves.
So when you say longevity, they get the tax benefit is greater if they commit to staying in the community there for quite some time.
It is. The first thing it is, it's a deferment of federal tax from what could be capital gains taxes there.
Yeah. So Commerce and apparently much of Northeast Texas is in what's designated as an opportunity zone. Wyman said everything in Commerce east of Highway 24.
It is. That's the good news. Now, what is the more challenging part of the news is that, as much as 35 million people are covered in that and very, very large segments of the country.
So it's going to be competitive.
It's going to be very, very competitive.
City Council discussed this in executive session here a couple of weeks ago, and Wyman rightly so didn't want to discuss very many specifics, but we expect we'll be hearing more about it in the weeks to come, some of the specifics about what they're looking at. I read an article in Barron's and said, and in line with what you just said a moment ago, it's expected the opportunity zones are expected to result in $100 billion in capital flowing to low-income neighborhoods across the country.
It is. And again, one thing, and to me a real advantage of this, again, it gives the incentive to invest, and is not necessarily the zero-sum gain that you have when you have everyone trying to outbid the other on reducing taxes or giving tax abatements.
Where one city gains, presumably, and the other city loses.
Right. Yes.
So we're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. We're talking about the idea of opportunity zones, which were created in the 2017 tax cut bill. And now the City of Commerce and others are trying to take advantage of that. I saw the City of Plainview out in West Texas has passed a resolution or done whatever it is that you do to encourage businesses to reinvest there.
I expect the competition to be very, very keen on this so that, again, it is a real opportunity, but it is going to be a real challenge. Now, I differentiated between that and the thing of trying to give tax abatement. One thing I should mention, though, is that this tax bill does not preclude a city sweetening the pot. And I assume that many will be doing that.
So we're talking about in the opportunity zones, federal taxes.
Yes.
Breaks on federal taxes and capital gains, you mentioned. But cities still, whether they should or not, and whether they want to or not, could get involved in deferring city property taxes or what have you.
Yes, and doing those things, and it comes down to that decision, an investment decision by the city. Is this a good deal to the city? I'll liken that to the very recent high-profile thing of New York and Amazon.
Right. Well, we all heard about that, where New York City more or less told Amazon to just turn around and go back. They were going to put the second headquarters of Amazon in New York City, and New York City ultimately decided wasn't a good deal. At the time that news broke, there was some discussion about Dallas perhaps getting the second Amazon headquarters. Haven't heard anything more about that, have you?
I have not, though it did bring to mind to be an interesting, somewhat parallel thing. I don't know how many will remember the name Laura Miller, but yeah. The past mayor there. There was a time when Dallas thought they might have a chance at getting the Cowboys downtown.
Right, or at Fair Park.
Right.
Yeah, and Laura Miller said she did not like that idea and then stood up and prevented that from happening. And, of course, the stadium was built in Arlington.
That's right.
Yeah, and some people to this day think that that was a big mistake by the city of Dallas, but others don't.
And again, it is that thing of you are giving away some real benefits there, so you have to ask, is this a good investment?
Mm-hmm. We're out of time, really, but I sent you another article about Texas sending a delegation out to California again to try to bring more of those California industries into the Lone Star State.
Well, it's one of those. We've had some success at doing that, so you can't blame the Texas delegation for giving it a shot, and I won't be surprised if they're not successful again.
Yeah. Well, you just wonder how often they can go to the well, but maybe they can continue to keep going to the well. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.